Merry Christmas, everyone. Welcome to Breakthrough Entertainment, 1480 AM KPHX. This is our Christmas in July show.
We're starting it with 6 months of Christmas music here on 1480.
Absolutely.
We're kicking off our countdown to Christmas.
Oh, man. Oh,
yeah. Starting early. Actually, speaking of that, I was at Party City the other day, and they already had their Halloween stuff out and ready to go.
It's time. I'm ready for that. If I'm ready for Christmas, I'm ready for Halloween.
You're always ready for dressing up.
I am.
Oh, yeah.
You got that right.
For fun. But Greg Isaac, Joseph Faraday, and, of course, our great producer, Eric Reinert, and I haven't heard this song.
Yeah, well, we played it during our Christmas special last year.
You have, you just don't know it.
I wish that every day was Christmas.
That would be kind of
cool. What a nice way to spend the year. This is Merry Christmas, everyone, by Shakin' Stevens.
Shakin' Stevens.
And why?
This is my absolutely favorite. Why is he shaking or why is we playing it?
No, why are we playing this?
Because it is Christmas in July. We're celebrating Christmas. It is so hot outside. Well, less so today than, you know, maybe last week. But
it's kind of cloudy.
Yeah, it is. It's a little bit nicer.
Looks like it's going to rain.
Yeah. But we are going to have a party tonight because we are going to try to cool off everyone. This is my favorite Christmas song. I just discovered it last year.
Did your Oakleys change color?
No. They're the same. There's yellow on the side.
Oh, I thought it was red or something before.
No. But they do make them different colors, but minor.
They should make it so you can interchange them.
They should. They do have those. But I didn't like those as much. But anyway, we are going to try to cool everyone off today. We've got some great guests like Santa Claus.
Okay.
Yes, Santa Claus himself is going to be joining. I know. It's going to be so exciting.
Taking a big break.
I mean, I thought this is his busiest time of the year, trying to put everything together for Christmas.
Honestly, it really is. And I'm not kidding at all. It was very difficult because he is a very, very busy guy, especially right now. And that's not joking.
He's probably all stoned and sleeping and stuff.
No, he's doing some great things out there with some charities and involved in that kind of stuff. So he is, and he's a tired guy. He deserves a break.
Yeah.
But we are going to speak with him today, as well as actress Jill Morrison from Family for Christmas, because, of course, the Hallmark Channel is celebrating Christmas
Absolutely.
In July as well.
Yeah.
And we have on actor Matthew Anderson, who's in a few Christmas movies himself, but we're going to be talking about a new TV show that he's going to be on called Impastor. And also, I think we're going to talk with Doris Markovic, our civil rights attorney.
Really?
Yeah, we'll have... She's
a glutton for punishment, that woman.
She said that she'd agreed to speak with us about her reactions to Magic Mike XXL.
Oh, yeah.
I got her a ticket. I dropped it off after last week's show. I knocked on the door.
She actually went and saw it?
I believe so. I did confirm with her, and she said she did see it, and she'd be happy to speak with us today. And I went over to Levine. I thought I'd get to meet her.
She's not very bright, is she?
And I just dropped
it. For a lawyer.
No. Okay. I'm going to...
Well, actually, on her defense, most lawyers aren't very bright.
Did you... All right. Well,
I'm beginning to understand that myself.
You obviously didn't go to the sensitivity training last night. You weren't there.
No, I refused to go. Sorry.
Because there was a bar crawl, and my friends wanted me to go.
Oh, there were drinks there? Why didn't you tell me? I would have been there.
I wanted to go to the bar crawl. My friends, you know, invited me to the bar crawl. They said, we're going to go out. We're going to hit on women and stuff like that. And I said, no, I've got to go sensitivity training. They thought I was kidding. And they said, who would go to sensitivity training on a Friday night?
When you can go drinking.
And I know, exactly. 6 to 9 p.m. last night. 3 hours for that orientation thing. Ridiculous.
Yes, but I wasn't sitting through that.
You weren't there either.
Greg, where were you?
I don't know.
What were you doing?
Was your car broken down?
No, I was just not there.
No?
Yeah.
Well, why wasn't your car broken
down? You know, when you say...
Because my car, like all the best cars out there, we got to visit Alexander's All Care Automotive Repair, and be sure to go to his website, alexandrosautorepair.com. It's 110 degrees outside, so you want to make sure your car is very well maintained and taken care of.
But, you know, you're saying it's 110 degrees, but today on Breakthrough Entertainment, we're going to make everyone feel like it's a chilly 30-something.
Okay.
Yeah, 30?
Yeah.
That's nice.
I wish, you know what, I wish during Christmas time it would get cold like that sometimes and bring a little snow and all that good stuff. Oh, just a little bit. Not too cold.
Well, okay.
But not out here in Phoenix.
Yeah.
But we could imagine we're somewhere else.
Yes, we can. And this way, we want everyone to feel a little bit cooler this weekend. We want to get everyone in the, you know, because there's people doing some road rage stuff. I mean, the heat makes you a little bit angry, frustrated, right?
Yeah, it does.
And so, you know, we're going to cool everyone off. Everyone's going to calm down. They're going to get in the Christmas spirit, and they're going to feel a little more joyous and charitable.
Right.
Yeah. Right. It's at least that we can attempt to do so.
Sure.
And especially because the Minions have their own movie we'll be talking about in our next segment. Minions, the new spinoff.
What are their names, the three names?
The three names are Stuart, Kevin, and Bob.
Stuart, Kevin, and Bob.
Well, they're the stars of the film. There's many, many, many Minions.
No, I know that because Minions means.
Right.
Minions.
Exactly. Many Minions, Minions, plentiful. But Stuart, Kevin, and Bob, they will not be joining us. But we do have some sound bites from their co-stars, including Sandra Bullock, John Hamm, Allison Janney, and man who made it all possible, Pierre Coffin.
Pierre Coffin.
Wasn't Allison Janney in Howard Stern's Private Parts? She was.
She was. Yeah. She's in everything.
I know. She's in a lot of stuff. You're
what
right.
do you mean she Very was in actress. His Private Parts?
She was in his film called The Private
Parts. I was actually listening to him on the way here. It was back at 06 interview. They were playing a game, What's Going In There, or Guess What's In There.
Yeah.
And I'll just leave it at that.
I mean, let's leave Howard Stern's games off of our show here because
Would be so fun. You know, I hope Doris got in touch with him about her potential interview with him.
You can ask her, possibly. Did you send her the information?
I did.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
did she get back to you? Did she respond, like acknowledge that you sent her something?
She didn't, but I saw my email. I just put a special thing on that said she was
the return receipt.
Yeah.
You got it.
Typical lawyer.
Yeah. I know. It's tough to get a hold of, you know. And
even though they have your money, they still don't get back to you.
They rip your heart out, Eric.
Sounds like you got a.
That's for sure.
Sounds like you got some personal experience with that then.
Yes, I do.
Oh, yeah. Well, we will be talking about Minions because it did open yesterday. And
by the way, not criminal lawyer. Just to clarify that.
Right, yeah. You haven't broken any laws. Well,
I haven't broken any laws, and I haven't upset anybody other than my ex-wife. Let's put it that way.
Let's also clarify, you haven't gotten caught for breaking any laws.
I don't break the law.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Very good.
I'm a very good law-abiding citizen.
Well, very good. Good for you.
I believe in abiding by the law.
You're just saying that because you're afraid that Doris is listening.
And your ex-wife.
I don't care about either of them, actually.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I prefer Doris.
Me too.
Well, Minions...
Even though my ex-wife is not very intelligent, she is one of those people that just doesn't stop until she gets what she wants.
Yeah. Wow.
Like Donald Trump.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, we can hook them up.
Well, Minions made much like most attorneys, $6.2 million at the box office on Thursday night alone. Yesterday, it just exploded as well. It's on its way to make $120 million this weekend, which is a huge haul.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and of
a
course,
U-Haul?
No. I passed one of those on the way here. A huge haul.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. But sort of some other movies opening as well that we'll be talking about sometime during today's show if we get some time, including Strangerland, and that stars Nicole Kidman, and Stung, a movie about giant
bees?
Killer wasps. Pretty close.
Wasps.
Yeah. Which next week is our insect show in honor of Ant-Man, so that should be a nice little preview of that.
Yeah. Have you seen that?
I haven't. I'm seeing that on Monday night at IMAX.
I'm going to guess two strong thumbs down after you when you come back and talk about it.
Yeah, you think so?
Yes.
Based on
the fact that it's the dumbest idea I've ever heard of in my life.
Okay. All right.
Really?
Ant-Man?
You couldn't be too far off. I'm not that...
Superman, I get. Batman, I get. Ant-Man?
But you got to have a way to sneak into these places.
How about Duckman?
Why not a superhero that can just do anything?
You got to have a little mystery left for these superheroes.
If you can do...
Like Jesus, man.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ, man.
Jesus Christ, man.
And he goes around with a cape.
For Christ's sake.
Ooh, and he's got a halo.
Yeah, the Crown of Thorn halo,
Wow, that's nice. That's nice. Oh, we got... You know what? After the show...
That's nice.
Yeah. Let's start working on that. We got a script. We'll do that. Okay.
Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, man. We'll get our attorney
Jesus Christ, superstar.
To copyright
who in
it.
The hell do you
I
think
have a great
you
idea. We can have Jesus Christ, man, and the Hebrew Hammer team up together.
Perfect.
That's nice.
Absolutely.
Wow.
You know what would be
it
funny?
It really is a Christmas special.
It is, but Jesus Christ, man, would probably go after all the religious nuts and say, like, you guys
you're
are
wrong.
All wrong. Yeah, exactly.
You're so way off.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so we've got plenty to do today. Throughout the show, we'll also be listening to some classic Christmas tunes.
Okay.
You know, when I pick our Christmas special music, I always try to come up with some sort of theme. And this one, aside from maybe Merry Christmas Everyone that started the show and a song in a few times from now, they're all classic songs. They're like the standard. So when you turn on your radio during the Christmas time, Christmas season, you will hear these songs.
But sure.
By the way, where's Ron Jeremy?
He is on a cruise.
Oh. A cruise? Where's he cruising to?
I think Alaska and Vancouver.
Is it one of those LGBT cruises?
Yeah. He's done it.
Wow.
I have no idea, actually, what type of cruise. But I know that they're going to Alaska or Vancouver or something.
Do you think he's listening to the show?
I've done that
cruise.
You've done that cruise?
I went up to Vancouver on a cruise. Very nice.
Yeah. I hear Vancouver's nice. I want to go.
Canadians are cute. The women. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah?
I didn't say that over the air.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. Just so our listeners
know,
there are things that Eric says to us in our ears that nobody else hears, and so we...
No, Joseph. Those are just voices in your
head.
They
are. Oh, my gosh.
They just sound like me because you're enamored.
Going to have to go see a therapist in addition to this sensitivity training, I think. But, because sometimes people ask me, and they say, why was there a lull, and who are you answering?
Oh, yeah.
People have asked you that?
Yeah, people have said, and I, you know, because we don't know, it's like there should be a little light up that says, you know, Eric is saying this in your ear only, you know.
For your ears only.
Eric, how was your sensitivity training on Sunday?
I didn't go. We just talked about that.
Yeah, he didn't go.
You didn't go either, obviously. You didn't come
at the meeting that I went to.
Yeah,
no. I'm the only one that volunteered. Dave didn't even say I had to go.
I refused to go.
And I went, and you weren't at this one. Did you go to a different one?
No, I didn't go.
I've been in school all week. That's the last thing I want to do is go to sensitivity training.
School? Let's talk about this. You went back?
I'll tell you off air.
Okay.
Oh, okay. If you meet any ASU girls or anything, let me know,
I'll direct him your way.
It was just orientation so far. It wasn't
sexual orientation.
I got a pass from Sunday, so I just have to do one extra one later on. Eric, I'm sorry, I missed it when you said you didn't go since I wasn't
there. Well, I didn't
there,
go
I
on
figured.
Sunday because I couldn't make it on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
I went last night.
Oh, okay.
It was 3 hours. We had a brief break in between, but my friend...
that's what you were talking about. Sorry, I was...
You were a little bit preoccupied
like
thinking about the
somewhere.
Sexual orientation and stuff.
Something like that. Yeah.
John Cusack. You Bill saw Paxton. A picture of him.
Well, it was actually Bill Paxton.
It was. Right. Yeah. Well, you gaze into his eyes. It's kind of like Scott Foley. You look into Scott Foley's eyes.
Oh, boy.
He can make you do things.
Oh, he can. Yeah.
Who?
Scott Foley.
I don't even know who
that is.
The
killer in Scream 3, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw
Sorry
it,
if we gave it away.
It was not even memorable, that movie.
You know Timothy Oliphant?
He was good.
He was a good killer, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Great actor. Yeah, underrated.
I was at a karaoke event, remember, like a month or two ago, I went to that karaoke event, and there was a woman, and she came up to me, and she's
sensitivity
like,
karaoke.
Are you Timothy Oliphant? She was like gazing at me, and I said, I'm sorry. I said, is there, like, do you know me or something? I said, because you just, like, keep looking at me, which clearly I need you know how to talk to women, because that's not how you know, if someone's, like, looking at you, you don't, like, say, hey, you know, what's up here? Why are you looking at me? But she pulls up on her phone, a picture of Timothy Oliphant. She goes, you look like the killer. And I said, I'm sorry, what? And she says, you look like...
I'm sorry, you look nothing like Timothy Oliphant.
Timothy Oliphant from Scream...
He has a very chiseled chin. You have not.
Oh, well, thank you very much, sir.
His is like square. It's like it's almost like cartoonish.
Well, yours is coming in a little bit.
Well, I think it was more his hair, and because also he's got the receding hairline a little bit.
Oh, okay.
And you know, I'll show you the picture. We'll find it during the break. And she said you look exactly like him. And I looked, and I was like, well,
it's interesting that people think that with different celebs and stuff, because I don't see that in you. And a lot of people say, and I got it a couple times this week, just being out and about, that I look like Jake Johnson.
Yeah, you've said that before.
Yeah, I don't see it, but I've heard... just look him up. You'll see. He played Jesus in Harold and Kumar's Christmas.
Yeah?
Yeah. Great job. I don't see it. Some say I look so much like him that they could... Yeah, with the mustache.
Yeah.
But I don't see it. Maybe a little resemblance, but... not enough to like be mistaken.
No, not even close.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I mean, I think Joseph has more chance of looking like Tim Oliphant than you do. Of
woohoo! Well, yeah, there you go. Let's clarify, younger Timothy.
Yeah, because now he's a little gray.
Right, he's a little gray and he's a little older.
But I think he's prematurely gray because he doesn't gay. I mean, gray because he doesn't look that old, actually.
Yeah,
he doesn't
like me.
I would settle for looking like Timothy Oliphant in The Girl Next Door.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a, you know, with that attitude too, very like angry and.
You want to be like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to be a producer of those types of movies?
No. No, that's okay. I don't need to be sensitivity. You know, someone from sensitivity training is listening, and I don't want to have to take any more classes than I've already. Yeah,
sensitivity instructor is listening?
Well, I don't know who is, but I had to say where, you know, why I was on, and I had to say, hello, my name is Joseph, and I am a bigot.
You're a bigot?
I think. What did I?
I don't think you're a bigot.
What was it? What was I had to say?
They misogynist.
Told me, misogynist, yeah. That's what I had to say. Yeah.
So is Dave going to be angry with me next week when he finds out I didn't go to sensitivity training?
No, you'll just have to make it up later.
I won't.
Like me. Yeah.
Well,
not going to happen.
You're going to have to.
You're going to have
to. Not going
to
happen.
It's those contracts we signed, Eric.
Okay, well, then I'll just be quiet for the rest of the time.
No.
Well, see
you've
got to
be there.
See if you
I need
behave.
Someone there with me.
We'll see if you behave.
Not going to happen.
I don't want to go alone. Well, Joseph,
hire a friend.
There.
Well, I
hear they have these people you can rent, these women that you can rent. I hear they have them. They'll go anywhere with you.
Really?
What?
Okay. If you pay.
Can you give me the number after?
Sure.
Okay. I'm not a misogynist. But also, you can call throughout the show if you have any, if you want to talk about your favorite Christmas memories.
By the way, I think you can rent men, too.
You can? Why do you know that? Why do you know that?
I said I think.
Oh. Okay. Well.
Oh, boy.
If you've rented a man lately, 602-252-1480. If you want to talk about Christmas, if you want to talk about, you know, Minions, maybe you've seen it. Maybe you're contributing to that $120 million. 602-252-1480. Or go to breakradioshow.com, click on the big F, and share your comments on our Facebook page.
There you go. Absolutely. So, the Minions. I didn't get a chance to see it yet. I'm going to see it. So
Mason's probably pretty excited.
He is. Yeah. Honestly, even though we had our show today and everything, I've been spacing for whatever reason this week. There's just been a lot going on. Yeah. And I forgot. And yesterday I'm like, oh, yeah, Mason the Minions is out. But it was a little too late.
Don't take him to McDonald's. They've got got those Minions Happy Meal toys.
Yeah.
And one of them says a dirty word.
Really?
Yeah. Like the dirtiest of dirty words.
Okay. Interesting.
That rhymes with my pet duck.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It says that. Well, that's what it sounds like. But but then they speak Minionese, so it's not really, you know.
But they sneak it in.
Yeah, they sneak it in.
Yeah.
So, but that's a completely true story.
Did you go and get your toy right when it opened?
Can we talk about this off the air? Because I'm also not. I don't want to lie either.
Okay.
Yeah.
We can talk about it after.
Right.
I think Joseph got his toy.
But why? But why do we? Why are we talking about Christmas today?
Christmas in July.
And we all need a little Christmas. The new Christy Minstrels are taking us out of this segment. Oh, yeah. So this is my speed. I know what they're saying. They're saying that we need a little Christmas before our spirit goes again. Everyone, for the next 3 hours, load up the stockings. We may be rushing things for sure, but deck the halls again. This is Breakthrough Entertainment's.
First you're talking bad about Obama, now you're talking about Russians?
I know, Joseph. Come on.
We may be rushing things.
We'll have to school you on some things out there because we love our Obama. But this is Christmas in July. Breakthrough Entertainment special right here on 1480 AM KPHX. We'll be right back. We're in a hurry, so climb down the chimney. Hang out the brightest string of lights I've ever seen. Spice up the fruitcake. It's time we hang some tinsel on that evergreen bough. For I've grown a little leaner, grown a little colder, grown a little sadder, grown a little older, and I need a little angel sitting on my shoulder. We need a little prince.